Milo's Pro Rewards members. Go big during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Buy more and save more with up to 20% off job site essentials like primed finger joint boards when you spend $3,000 or more. Plus, get up to 25% off PVC DWV pipes when you spend $250 or more. Shop Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 123. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Preparing. Setting it up. And we are live, Mr. Gracie.
What's up?
What up, man?
So it's, we're on a 2-week hiatus, and this is show what?
69.
It's dear to our hearts here.
Yes.
Gracious to 69. But yeah, 2-week hiatus for the holidays. How were your holidays, sir?
They were actually pretty cool. Relaxing, eggnoggy. Even though I'm not a big eggnoggy fan, got to have some around those times.
Eggnoggy.
And lots of eats, man.
Yeah, me too. I was in Pennsylvania with the kids and lots of grandma time for them. So they love that.
Did they have grandma's good old cooking and her?
Yeah. Of course.
Yes.
Absolutely. Cookies and the Christmas dinner, etc.
Should we let the audience know if they don't see already? We're coming back big in 2025 with some new looks,
mm-hmm.
some new
looks, new streaming service here.
Yes. We have a QR code, Chad. They could go to the Gracious site up in the top right.
I love it.
We could look at all this customization we could do, Chad. So let's fuck around a little bit here on my end. And if I go to this and do this, maybe I'll figure it out. I would swear to you, I was able to do cool stuff earlier.
Ah.
Maybe it's because I wasn't live.
Mm.
Maybe that's what it is.
Could be. Well, we want everybody. We're hitting it hard in 2025. We want everybody to like, subscribe, spread the word, tell all your friends, come and watch us. Yeah. And we're getting a new merch website set up too, but working on that.
All good things for the audience and us.
Mm-hmm.
I will figure this out, how to do the cool stuff. Maybe this. No. Don't mind me. I'm going to keep.
All right.
Yeah.
New thing.
And it's a toy that, yeah, so I guess I can't do it while we're live. That's the key here, folks. I can only make changes when we're not. Okay. No problem.
Next time.
Yes. I'll remember that for next time. What else here? We could add stuff to the lower third like this. There's ask questions in the chat. We could check you out.
Yeah, I got Troy Garman is commenting on my Facebook, I believe. So what's up, Troy?
Yes. So are you seeing that on your personal or is it coming up somewhere on this screen?
I can see it. Well, it's coming up on this screen now, but it was on my it's on the restream screen on the far right.
Beauty.
And now I can see it in the middle screen where we are here. Boom.
Beautiful. All right, cool. So, we're just going to keep fucking around this show. This is a fun show for everybody. Show 69, and we have somebody in the office that cares.
Finally, almost. Well, the 20th, he's going to be in. They certified the election yesterday. Miss Kamala did her greatest achievement and certified the new president of the United States. Thank you, Kamala.
Thank you. Her one good deed. For us.
Yes. Thank you, Miss Kamala.
Did you watch any of it?
I saw a little bit of it. I think I was running around somewhere, but yeah. Bill sent me a link to it.
Aha. Good old Bill.
But I didn't see where, you know, she's, but then of course the mainstream media is like, it's the first woman of color to certify a president. Shut the fuck up. Who cares? We don't care. She could be a woman of color. She could be a guy. She could be in yellow. She could be in fucking brown. I don't care what color she is or that she's a woman. By the way, from the side of the spectrum that cannot tell you what a woman is.
Well,
or will not, I guess. Because they don't want to go against their tribe. Oh my God, we can't explain what a woman is, or people might hate us.
Yeah, especially when they've been allowing dudes to fucking enter women's sports and get into some of that jazz.
Yeah, I was talking about that. I flew back to, I took my kids home on the 26th, and I flew back overnight on the 27th or 20, that the night of the 26th, landed 27th, because I had this thing called Man Day that I do with my buddies from high school. We've been doing it since 1990, 91, somewhere in there.
In York?
Buddy has a cabin now outside of York. It used to be in York, but Buddy has a cabin out in Caledonia.
Nice.
Near Gettysburg, Chambersburg. But anyway, so we were talking about how certain lib friends of ours were putting up stuff when Trump won, like, I fear for my daughters and their choices. And it's like, oh, you fear because your daughter, you think that your daughters won't be able to kill your grandchildren, but you're okay with men being in your daughter's dressing rooms and locker rooms. Okay. Sounds like priorities there.
Sounds like classic libtard thinking.
And by the way, nothing is going to change about your right or access to abortion. If you're in a red state where they have laws against it, tough titties.
How dare you say that?
I know. I'm so controversial.
Although, I think we speak about this? The one scary thing?
Well, yeah, we didn't speak about this. Texas, yeah. I don't like that shit where they're going to try to, if someone goes out of the state of Texas and gets an abortion and comes back, then the state of Texas can technically fucking, you know, charge them, which is bullshit. I think that is ridiculous.
I think in this case, they're just going after the doctor in New York, though, but it does open the door for them to go after the people.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Which that is overstepping your boundaries as a state, yep, which is not what anybody's for. It's just crazy that they could, like, Texas is leading the charge in so many ways with a lot of things, and something like that, they're just so archaic in their thinking. And I understand, you know, Christian fucking values and whatever the fuck, but you got to come with the times here.
Yeah, I mean, I consider myself spiritual, not religious. I don't like organized religion of any kind, so it just gets them, you know. So the ultra right, like Christian part of the conservative Republican Party, which I think is a little bit less than it has been in the past, is not my bag of tea. Excuse me.
Oh, not your bag of tea. I like that. Not your, and you only use Japanese dried tea. We know how.
And I don't use bags of tea anyway. So I don't use.
He does tea bag though, ladies, if you're wondering. Well,
if you're interested.
Do you want to say a quick hello to Bobby in 2025? See if he's sleeping on us, because we can
absolutely
sneak in on him.
Bobby. That's, there he is. Oh, we can't hear him.
Yeah, he's got to unmute himself. He'll learn.
How you guys doing?
He's gonna blame me.
I hear you. Hey, there he is.
There
yeah,
he
you
is.
Can hear me now, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Happy yes, 2025.
You know
everybody.
Why we can?
What's that,
Bobby? You know why we can hear you now? You know why we can hear you now? Because you unmuted yourself. Yay!
Oh, I know.
this is all new for us. Oh, but Chad,
gotta get used.
That's
to it.
Right. All right, enough of Bobby. He's out of here, folks.
we'll see you in a little bit, Bobby.
Yeah. Now that I got all these toys to play with, Chad, I promise I won't be as distracted in a little bit from now. But did you see? I did figure out how to change our things. Remember, I was saying customize on the fly.
Oh yeah. Oh, look. Oh, the circles. Nice.
Yes. And then check this out. We're now the radius of our squares. I could change to a little more rounded, a little even more rounded.
Look at this. So fancy. Stepping up in the world here.
Yes. The broadcast is becoming more professional, and I'm becoming less professional. Oh, a couple announcements, Chad, before I forget, because I'm all over the place. Dear lovely audience out there, I love you. We love you. You guys are awesome. We have an Instagram show that is specifically for you folks out there to come on, bring up topics, tell us guests you want to have on in the future. Just have interaction with the Heartbeat of Live, Chad, and myself. I am completely going off social media-ish. It's becoming too much. Like, I love talking to all you folks, but through DMs, it's becoming entirely too much to where I cannot keep up. And I don't, and I love all the relationships. So I just want to put this out there with peace and love.
Peace and love.
Yes. That I'm not ignoring you. I'm just, this is how we're doing it from now on. So come interact with us on the Instagram show. Come have fun with us. And then if I do get to see an occasional DM and respond, that could possibly happen, but I just physically can't do it anymore. You guys are becoming more and more, which we love.
We love that, but we're going to be able to not be able to interact as much, but Instagram is where you can do that.
Yep.
And again, like, subscribe, follow, spread the word, tell your friends, come on, check us out.
Sexual favors, money, whatever you folks want to do. We are upgrading in 2025. If we have to upgrade and get a new audience, we will.
I liked your Ringo Starr reference there.
On peace and
on Stern. He's like, if you send in a letter, it will be tossed. Peace and love.
Peace and love. Peace and love. Yeah.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
Well, speaking of peace and love,
talk to me.
Don't we love what our current president is doing with pardons? I mean, you want to talk about the abuse of the pardon by a president, that is. And this is what's funny about, you know, watch, if you go back just probably 4 or 5 short years, where The View and all those idiots were talking about how Trump was going to abuse the pardon system, and he's going to pardon his kids, and he's going to do all this. None of that happened. But guess who did pardon their kid? And guess who is abusing the pardon system? Their guy, as they always do. Whatever they say is going to happen with Trump is what they are going to do. And here we are, over 8,000 pardons. It blows the water. It blows out of the water any other president by thousands. Okay.
Crazy.
It's insane. And it's not like they're great people. Some of them probably are, but there we have rapists and murderers and a Chinese national pedophile that had 47,000 images of children being raped, and including infants and toddlers being raped by men on his computer, but he is free to go.
Wow.
Okay. There were 40 people on federal death row. 37 of those people were given clemency. No more death row for them. Rapists, murderers, just great people.
Okay, so his son, whatever the fuck, still shitty. Why, you know, it is what it is. I get it, as a family member of people.
Yeah, we've discussed this. I mean, it makes sense to me, but why lie about it for a fucking year?
Right.
Just say, yeah, I'm going to pardon my son. Everyone would be like, it sucks, but whatever, great. But you had to lie about it for, I'm never going to do that. No one's above the law. They say all this fucking bullshit, and then he does it. It's like, just fucking do it and say you're going to do it. What's the problem?
Or don't say anything. Or don't be like, I'll have to decide at the time. Right now, I'm not sure about that. Like an honest answer rather than lie right off the bat.
Exactly. But now Trump's going to come in. He's going to pardon, I think, like 1,000 J6ers, and the left's going to go fucking nuts with like some kind of like, you know, memory that just goes away automatically when their guy does it, right?
Right.
Oh, he's pardoning all these J6,000 people. Oh my God, he's abusing the pardon system. Meanwhile, they just had 8,000 people, including murderers, rapists, pedophiles, being pardoned by Biden. So and just get ready when he comes in and does that, and everyone's going to fucking freak out, and all those people are going to freak out and lose their minds.
And FYI, if you're going to pardon insurrectionist, that's one thing. But if you're going to pardon a fucking pedophile and convicted child molesters, that's a totally different thing. Where is your brain in that?
Do you justify it? And if Trump pardoned those people, you would fucking lose your mind. They would lose their mind if Trump pardoned any kind of caliber of people like that.
Right.
They would lose their fucking mind. But it's boat show, so it's great, no problem.
In any situation where you allow your sexual perversions to take control of you like that, and you create that cardinal sin or commit that cardinal sin, you're fucked for life, and you belong in a cell or you belong in a box. Period. Yeah. End of story. And then once they have you in there, there should be no way you are let out by a fucking another pedophile in office that it sympathizes with your needs, because he probably has them himself.
Right. And then you have, he gave out all those medals of freedom to like Hillary and George Soros. I mean, come on. It's fucking hilarious, dude. It's like this stupid club giving out this stupid medal for these people that are just like themselves.
How do we get them?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we wouldn't really have.
You have to commit human atrocities to get them. You have to, you know, you have to erase 33,000 emails off your server, off your illegal server. You have to let the ambassador in Benghazi just fucking die and leave him there to die. You have to do that, and then you have to have 57 people that have mysteriously died around you. So weird. And then you have to be like George Soros and fucking fund every one of these corrupt piece of shit DAs that have made crime go rampant in all these cities. All these cities. That's what you have to do. Yes.
Even the crowd's with you, Chad. They're like, Chad.
It's just fucking crazy what these people do. And then their side is like crickets. But like I said, I guarantee you, if Trump did anything like this, they would fucking go crazy. As they should. If Trump did this, if Trump pardoned these kind of people, I'd be bitching about that too.
Same. Chad, did the crickets distract you? Do these noises distract you, or are you good to go over them while
so
I don't?
Not.
Okay, cool. Cool. Then, woo!
Hey.
Anywho, this is fun here, people. By the way, did we tell them who we have coming on today, Chad, for show 69? We have the one and only porn star, Miss Jenna Jameson,
hey.
Coming on very, very shortly. So be ready for that, folks. She is ready and raring to go. She wants to talk about her new OnlyFans that she has. She also wants to talk about Chad and I coming over to her house and committing sweet, sweet romantic acts with her.
Oh, my God.
So be prepared.
Ship to a new level.
69, Joe. Come on, Chad.
Come on.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's what happens when we're off for 2 weeks, folks.
She's got all kinds of new fun toys. Yay.
New gadgets for all. You want to see what the chat's saying?
Let's see. Sure. Let's see what they're saying. What do
Let's
we got?
See.
Oh, he didn't pardon Diddy yet. Yeah, well, we'll see. He's going to pardon some more people. He has, what, how many days left? But he just let out 7 or 11 terrorists, Yemeni terrorists from the Guantanamo Bay. Yeah, just let them out back out into the world. No problem.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So you could – he could preemptively pardon Diddy, dude? I didn't realize that.
He can preemptively pardon anybody he wants. That's and no one, like I said, to date has abused the fucking pardon like this.
Sorry, I'm just because so Chad on the overlay, you only see like it doesn't scroll back to previous ones and you can't. So if I click this, does it pull up another one? Oh, wow. So it puts it down there.
Oh, there you go. Cool. Yeah. Whitney Cummings on CNN was friggin' great. That was awesome. I can't believe they let her stay on air.
Wait, talk to me. I didn't see this. Bobby.
Did you see it New Year's Eve? Oh yeah, Bobby, you got to pull it up. New Year's Eve, Chris, Whitney Cummings.
Bobby, get on that. Whitney Cummings, New Year's Eve. No, well, so I saw like fucking Cooper and the other dude, Andy Cohen, fucking hysterically drunk and gay, being really gay. Andy was almost crying at one point, but I didn't see Whitney Cummings. Was she doing something controversial, showing?
Oh,
something?
She was standing up there on the stage with him, and she said basically, I mean, he's going to pull it up, but to paraphrase her, what the fuck? I forget one of the jokes. It was one of them was they pushed Kamala Harris on us on us so hard that she was sponsored by Pfizer or Moderna. And the what is it? The party of pro-choice wouldn't give you a choice for your candidate.
Holy testicle.
And there was another one too about she said she did a couple about CNN and like on the air. It's fucking great, dude.
That's what I'm talking about. Bobby. You son of a bee. Where are you with this? You got to be, boom. One sec, he says in the private chat, Chad, this is what our producer is doing while we're doing the show. He really is he really is Baba Booey, dude. He's napping during the show.
What is he doing?
The Democrats couldn't hold a primary because they were too busy holding a body upright. Are we still rolling? Am I off?
Go for it.
It was amazing that the pro-choice party didn't give their voters one when it came to the presidential candidate. Kamala was forced on us so hard you'd think she was patented by Pfizer or Moderna, whichever one's... Oh, God. Andy just gave me a very scary look.
No!
Let me be clear, though. 2024 was not only negative. The media wants us to believe this country is so divided.
Yo, yeah,
there's a little bit more. She took a dig at CNN too. I think they removed that one. She said she's playing. She says she's playing like 3,000 seat theaters. She said that's more viewership than CNN has.
Dude, she was
on CNN. It was fucking great.
I love it. She was on fire, bro. And, yep. and I think it was going rapidly to where Andy and fucking Anderson weren't even catching it. Because doesn't Anderson have something to do with CNN just besides being a host? Like, doesn't he have some kind of ownership?
Oh, I don't know. Possibly. I mean, he's one of the biggest stars at this point, which is a dying network, but okay.
Oh. And I was also... Yo, Bobby, that was cool, by the way, the share. And then I was changing the orientation as we were going live.
Good job, Bobby.
Yeah, wait. Let's bring him on and say good things about Bobby for once. Bobby, good things about you for once.
Oh, by the way, Jenna Jameson is not coming on. Sorry.
Oh, I forgot. I forgot that our audience.
This was supposed to be Jenna Jameson. What the fuck happened?
Jenna, your transition is coming along swimmingly.
Why? Thank you.
This is the. Jenna Jameson's transition into Bobby.
That is world.
Oh, shit.
but also, so, yeah, this is cool, dude. So was this screen switching for you, Chad? Like, I wish I got to see what you guys were seeing.
Switching around, yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is pretty cool. I'm excited for the audience as well as for us. But there is a lot for me to fuck around with on here, so I hope I'm not going too crazy with you guys. But I will, you know, we'll get this down a little bit cooler. So
Bill asked me if Whitney Cummings was a porn star. I was like, no.
She should be.
She has a name for it, though.
She has a name, yeah.
Johnny Cummings.
And she's hot, but, you know, she's a comedian. She's funny.
She is hot, dude.
She does some good roasting.
She's so quick and she's dirty, bro. When she used to go on Stern, she used to talk about real sexual shit. Like before she was this Whitney Cummings and she's married with a kid and all that. She used to be real.
She had toned it down a little bit for a kid.
Dude, she would come on and be like, I'm just looking for a guy to use me as a cum dumpster and fucking blah, 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 blah. Now we'd be like, really?
Really?
Yeah. You know,
that's fucking great.
And then she was saying basically, like, it's hard for her to find a dude because now she's getting a little bit of power. Guys don't like that as much. And so she can't find somebody that respects her for her power. She can't. It's like, hey, you know.
I see all these actresses and stuff on Raya. I'm trying. Hey, I'm trying to get a sugar mama. Come
fuck
on.
Yeah.
I'm swiping right on like Charlize Theron and fucking, you know, a bunch of them. She's a little out there. But there's a lot of stars on Raya. It's amazing.
I'm gonna do a Johnny Mund sex tip. First, you take a piece of chocolate and you melt it in her ass. Then you let her stand all Johnny Mund, not Ronnie.
Oh,
Mund.
Johnny Mund, got Johnny. It.
Then she squats all over you and it drips into your mouth and it looks like she's shitting all over you.
Melts in her ass, not in your hand. That's
exactly what he would do.
Oh my god,
he's fucking hilarious.
It's so funny, man. Dude,
in your ass.
He's the funniest one on that show, man.
Oh my god. Oh, when they were going on him, man. Like when they team up and go in on somebody, like they go in hard on him.
It's
and Baba
best.
Booey.
Yeah,
and they just don't let up, man. I can see, dude. If that was me, I would be fucking pissed after a while. Like, okay, that's enough. Thank you. We're done.
Yes.
And they just keep going.
Because you don't know when the theater ends and the real feelings begin with some of them. Like you could tell when Howard's yelling at Baba Booey, like he means a lot of the shit he's saying, even though he's saying it comedically. Mm-hmm. But he's like, sleeping on the show? How fucking dare you, Gary? And he would never yell at him like that in person, but on the show, you know, you could take that abuse.
I understand that. I would yell at people on stage or that I wouldn't normally yell out because, you know, you're in the thick of it.
Yes.
Shit's going on.
Yes. Well, that's how I want to treat this show, Chad. I was taking it too seriously and too anally. I was, you know.
Too much anal?
Yes. Way too much anal and not enough lube, which is not.
Lube it up, baby. Come on.
That's the ratio. You need the right amount of lube to anal ratio and all is well.
Well, I'm glad you're taking a more lighthearted approach.
Yes. Well, because we have fun doing this part of it. It was all the backdoor shit. And now it's like We got that end taken care of. I got fucking Sleepy Bobby's help with some things, even though he's making it, you know, more difficult than it should be.
Or backdoor. We're making all kinds of sexual innuendos on 69.
Hey now.
Hey.
Hey now. But yeah, in your endo, by the way.
Right.
Righty.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, and as far as we're just going to let the audience into our lives even so much more than we have been. I got to trim my butthole hair later. It's getting long.
Do you need help with that, somebody? We need a volunteer.
Bobby? Bobby. Please Bobby. Help. Yes. But yeah, we hope you're all having a great 2025. We missed you lots. And we are live on Chad Gracie's Facebook, The Gracious 2 Facebook, Twitch, TikTok.
Hey, hey. X. Ooh, TikTok. I'm gonna hook up my Twitter too. Everyone start following me on Twitter. I've you know, my Twitter account's pretty new and I just verified it, so has a blue
what is
check.
It?
Chad Gracie Live.
Chad Gracie Live. On X, folks. On X.
On X. Chad Gracie Live, yes.
And also, sorry.
Go ahead. Come check me out, I was gonna say. Go ahead.
Yes. And also, our Instagram Live is going to be so dope from now on. It's going to look really cool. I did an orientation, like one orientated today, just kind of see what it looked like. But it's going to really take this to the next level, folks. And that's your show to come on and talk to Chad and ask him anything the fuck you want. Like, hey, what ball is bigger, your left or your right?
Well, used to be. Until my right's bigger than my left, but before my left was bigger than my right when I had the spermatoceles I had removed. So
you heard
almost about the size of a baseball. Thank God that's out of there now.
Can you imagine, dude? Like, were you like thinking that your ball sack was pregnant at one point? Like an alien was growing out of you?
Yeah, it's gonna have a ball burster, like a chest burster coming out.
Oh my God!
No, nah, but it took a while. Well, I had a vasectomy in 2014, so it took about around 10 years for those to get that big. But I was waiting as long as I could because, you know, you don't ever like to have surgery.
No.
And it was just getting uncomfortable, so time to go. Time to evict the spermatoceles.
Did you, were you scared that you were going to lose some of your machismo? Like this, like had, like with Samson's hair somehow? You know?
No, I thought about that when I had a vasectomy because it, you know, that can affect your testosterone, but I've been taking a testosterone supplement forever.
Yeah, baby.
And when Check. I had my, when I severed my tricep tendon, I was taking injectable testosterone, bioidentical testosterone. And boy, that's good stuff.
That's the real deal.
Yeah. I was looking crazy horny all the time. Like, hey, help me out with this.
Yeah. By the way, can you give me a hand here or two? Yeah. So was it a higher dose of test, and this stuff that you're taking now is just kind of natural supplement, making your own test?
Yes. The stuff I'm taking now is boost your own testosterone. And what I was taking when I injured my arm was injectable testosterone. Yeah. So
like TRT, testosterone replacement therapy.
Exactly. And I was taking other supplements to mitigate the estrogen production. Cause you have too much testosterone, then your body will make estrogen opposite effect. You get the moobs.
Yep.
Fucking, you know, you got all kinds of problems.
So is there a reason why you got all, like, I guess you don't want to do it all the time, but is there, if you do, like, get, can't you stay on the testosterone replacement?
You can. Yeah. I mean, I'd look to get back on it, I think, again sometime, but at the time I was doing it for the treatment of my arm to get it back in shape. Cause you know, the whole mechanism was that you put a lot of testosterone in the male body. It makes, does a lot of things, but one thing it does is make bigger and longer lasting red blood cells.
Right.
And then I was doing hyperbaric chamber, hyperoxygenating, which then triggers your body to produce your own stem cells. And that's how I healed my arm.
And prolonged red blood cells are not good for prolonged.
No, I mean, I could stay on it, but it was like $100 a week. And so at the time I was like, but
insurance wouldn't cover it or you can't.
Fuck no.
Really?
Of course not. Not something that's beneficial. The insurance company that's not going to cover that. Why would they?
Right. Something that's going to prolong your life and make you more healthy so you don't need to use the doctors. Why would they promote that?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't understand, though. Like, wouldn't you think insurance companies would want to make the population healthy so nobody has to use them to go to doctors? And
well, on one side of the coin, you would think that would be what they want, but they want all the fucking tests. They want the chemotherapy. They want to fucking sell the drugs. They want a customer for life. They don't want to make you healthy and not come to the doctor.
I get the pharmaceutical, but why the insurance company that's paying it out?
Because they make so. If you go to the doctor and you don't have insurance, they'll give you a small price for like drugs and Band-Aids and shit that you need there while you're there. You're still going to have a bill, right? If you go to the emergency room, you're fucked. But when you go through insurance, they charge you like 10 times for each one of those items. And then they do a 50% discount, right? So the insurance pays out a bunch of money, but they get paid a bunch of money.
Yeah.
And then the, you know, pharmaceuticals get all the money, the doctors make money, the fucking hospitals make money. It's like, it's just this big fucking scam. All these people are making money. And the big thing about hospitals is that they have their own book of prices. Each one has their own like book of prices for every item.
Right.
And so they really are the ones that drive all the costs up, because it's a big scam between the hospitals and the insurance companies. They have a book of prices. Here's a Band-Aid. It's, you know, $9, but we're going to charge the insurance company $50,
right,
and give them a 50% discount to $25. There you go.
And then the person coming in without anything picks up all the costs that the insurance company would have paid. So a procedure that costs $20,000 to the insurance company, they charge the person without it $40,000 to get it done and fucking give a kickback somehow to the insurance company. It's just one big, well-oiled machine that we're not in on.
Absolutely, yeah. And it was made worse by Obamacare because he fucking destroyed the market.
And then saved by Trump.
Right.
When he was going to completely throw out Obamacare, but then he realized, okay, we could salvage it and make it more palatable and better and able to keep going. So all these people don't lose their insurance now while we're coming up with something else.
There was one good thing in Obamacare that they should have, and that was you can have pre-existing conditions, and the insurance companies cannot deny you for pre-existing condition.
Yes,
which is bullshit.
Right.
Before that, they could, but yeah, you know this, and that's what you know. This is what this whole insurance fucking scam is what precipitated the guy being shot, the United Healthcare guy being shot.
Don't let me distract you, Chad.
I don't know what's going on.
Only I could get distracted.
So the guy got shot in the back and killed by that Luigi guy, who I don't even think he did it. If you look at some of the photos,
yeah, dude.
Yeah, and now he's like this folk hero to the left. So, I also heard that LGBTQ and all these different leftist groups now are arming themselves because they think that Trump's going to put them in concentration camps.
Oh,
but hey, great for the Second Amendment, though.
Yeah. So they're
what arming. They've been bitching about for years, and now they're all going out and, wait a minute, I can go out and buy a gun to protect me from this lie of Trump's going to put me into a concentration camp? Well, great. Reinforce the Second Amendment however you see fit, but that's what we'll do. Thank you.
Yes, and now we have all these people that were so against guns, so against the Second Amendment, that have guns and don't really know how to use them. Yes!
Right, and want them for a completely ridiculous purpose. But hey, right, that's their right.
That is the right, and we defend that right. That's the beauty of America. Exactly. We defend the rights of assholes and fucking morons.
The fucking left is hilarious. Now they're pro-gun. Now the left is pro-gun, and now they're and then you had all these women shaving their heads and said they're not going to have sex with men for a year. Well, there goes abortion. You don't have to worry about that. Thank you. And we'll have less libtards to fucking deal with.
Yes, less libtards. Something about long walk off a short pier. We're inviting them on a trip, out in Santa Monica Pier. Long walk, short.
Hilarious, dude. Hilarious.
But we actually, that's the difference between them and us, though, is we would fight for their right to be this stupid, whereas they would fight for our right to not speak and silence and
not have guns. And now, yeah, it's just utterly amazing that, like you said, you know, we're more definitely more objective. It's like, oh, if Trump was pardoning pedophiles, I'd be fucking bitching about that.
Yes.
If Biden's doing it on your side, you will say nothing about it because you're so fucking tribal and sheeple. You'll just be like, oh no, well, it must be good because he's doing it. Just like you said, it's like you want to have your right to speak and do what you want and say what you want. Great, we're all for it. But on our side, coming back from their side, it's like, no, fuck you. We're going to cancel you. We're going to do this. You can't say that. You can't say this. It offends me, whatever their fucking reason is. That's the difference between conservatives and libtards at this point.
Yeah. And I don't know why we defend or why we want to. Well, I know why we want to defend a group like that, but I don't understand why they don't want to reciprocate. And when that switch came about, because back in the day, it was the liberal minded people that wanted free speech and all that jazz. So
it's actually a shame to call them liberals because they're not really liberals.
Well put. That's our problem, is we keep using old terms for a fucking new party.
But libtard is more appropriate.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
I'll just call them demtards from now on. Because liberals actually believe in the Constitution. I would say Bill Maher is a liberal. Bill Maher is a fucking real liberal. And, you know, he calls out the woke shit. He has complete TDS. We get that. You know, he's fucking off his rocker about Trump. Whatever. Great. But that's his right to be. But, you know, he's all about the Constitution. He's all about, you know, freedom of speech. He's all about, you know, he had John Cryer on his After Midnight podcast, whatever it's called, where he does it, you know, it's with the two seats. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about these neighborhoods now, I think in Britain, where you can't, like a woman can't walk down the street in a skirt because it's all fucking Sharia law.
Yeah.
And John Cryer was like, well, that's their right. And he's like, wait a minute. So we're so tolerant that we're intolerant now. Like you, like, wait a minute. That's their right. What are you talking about? Like, no, it's not their. What about the woman's right to wear whatever she fucking wants? And he's like, oh yeah, well, I didn't think of it that way. He's like, you can't have these little pockets where a certain law takes over in your country. That's not the law of the land. It's the law of their fucking theocracy. That's the other thing about the left. They're all worried about Christian theocracy and all this fucking bullshit. Meanwhile, they defend the Muslim religion and what they do to women. It's fucking insane. Okay. But it's the hypocrisy of the left. It's always, there's always this hypocritical bent to everything. It's like, oh, Christians are going to make us the Handmaid's Tale. Meanwhile, we'll defend Muslims and terrorists because they're different and we don't want to be oppressive or intolerant to them. But yet they will not let their women walk around and whatever they want. I mean, Jesus Christ, the Taliban now just instituted laws where women can't go to doctors unless it's a female doctor, but they won't let females be doctors.
Jesus.
They have to board up any windows that face another building in case someone can see a woman inside of it.
How is it?
Meanwhile, we're sending these people $40 million a week on a fucking cargo plane. That's about to end.
I heard 84 million, but whatever.
Well, it's between 43 and 84 million, according to Sarah Baker.
I just don't get how somebody like John Cryer thinks it's their right to take away other people's rights. Like,
because he's a fucking Hollywood libtard.
It's their right to wear a burqa if they want to, which I'm sure they don't, but it's not their right to enforce it that other women must wear a burqa because they say so. That's
what's amazing to say about that is that, like, countries, Muslim countries that have become more open, they're less about the burqa, and then less women wear them. So if they all, I mean, some of them wear them, but if it was this popular thing with all these women, then people say, well, maybe they want to wear them. It's like, well, then why do they all take them off when they're allowed to?
Maybe they want to wear them so they're not raped by the men walking the streets and shit. So when they're not protected, they want to fucking be covered up to some extent.
Oh, don't worry about that, because, you know, these men in these Muslim countries, they have, like, these little societies and this little fucking, these little parties where they rape fucking boys.
Yeah. And it's like,
hell yeah.
But it's like an epidemic or a pandemic, fucking whatever.
It is. It's fucking disgusting.
I didn't know about that, that Afghanistan is literally a country of fucking butt fuckers, child molesters that make it part of, like, their society. So these kids are being butt fucked by these adults who are teaching them that it's okay to do this to other people when they grow up. And it's such an oppressive society regime that they don't know how fucked they are in continuing this behavior over and over.
And the left defends it.
Yeah, well, why, you know, because it's so fucking dirty, bro. I hate to think that there's that amount of fucking evil in this world.
Oh,
like,
there is.
It just freaks me the fuck out. Like, how do you become that lost and just make these things normal and okay?
You know who's really fucked? I mean, the UK is so fucked right now, dude. It's crazy. It's meaning the amount of the Muslim immigrants that they've left in, that they're literally changing their country overnight. Like, this whole, you know, this, the whole conspiracy theory of the Great Replacement theory, well, it's coming true in Europe, especially in the UK. I think it's like 54% of babies now are named Muhammad. And like the elites, the people in power in the UK will literally put someone in jail for a Facebook post that opposes Muslim gang rapes and, you know, all these fucked up things that they do. Not all of them do it, but some of them do it. But if you say anything about it, you get put in jail.
Well, Chad, talk to me about, because, you know, yes, let's talk about the UK too, but talk to me about what you were telling me last week over the phone with the 1,000 terrorists here already that were trained. Yeah, go ahead.
There's a former CIA targeting analyst named Sarah Baker, and her episode, her latest episode from Sean Ryan show has been blowing up lately, especially with the terrorist attack in New Orleans that the FBI said was not a terrorist attack, you know, immediately. Whatever. So she was saying that according to her information, she has access to a lot of information, that there are at least 1,000 suicide vest trained operatives from Al-Qaeda and ISIS in our country, let in through the open southern border. Okay.
And
that doesn't even count. There's another kind of terrorist that will fight to the death no matter what. So they will not surrender. So that's a whole different count. That's a whole different number of people. And we don't know exactly how many of these people are in our country, but they are in our country. And you could see maybe in 2025, a October 7th style attack in this country on a scale that we've never, like, Americans have never been a part of a fucking suicide vest bomber walking into a crowded building and fucking blowing it up. And that could easily fucking happen at any point in this country because of Biden, Harris, open border policies, letting these people in under the guise of we're humanitarian, we love everybody come on in. It's just pathetic.
You fuck around with monsters and let them in, this is what the fuck happens.
And so, and then, you know, they made this big deal about this the terrorist in New Orleans about, well, he didn't come in through, so he was a U.S. citizen. It's like, well, okay, is that better or fucking worse? They've radicalized a U.S. citizen. Is that better or worse than the person that comes over the border? Either way, it's fucked.
Chad, I know I'm bouncing all over the place, but you're going to keep us on track. It's just things that are coming to. I want to show, this was a fucking great video that you did on our podcast a couple weeks ago about the vaccine, and you gave nothing but factual information and real information, and YouTube gave us a strike on this. So Bobby, if you could share your screen. Thank you.
Hey.
And then go down, Bobby, to keep going. Keep going. I think it's the one with Chad right there by himself. Yeah, right next to the specialist. Yep.
Oh, that's a good look on my face.
Oh, I can't hear you, Bobby. Hold on.
Should I try to do my voice?
Yes, Chad, if you could, that would be fucking awesome, actually.
I don't know what I'm saying. Blanket immunity from prosecution.
Bobby, start it over.
Or lawsuits from anyone. So if you are injured or one of your relatives is killed from the vaccine, you have to go to the VAERS court, which is the Vaccine Adverse Events Reaction Report, I think it's called, or system, whatever it is. But you have to go to that court and basically plead your case to basically a board of people that is mostly big pharma.
Yeah.
And that's the very reason that they had to set up the vaccine court and give them immunity, because their whole argument to the government was, we want to make these, but they are inherently unsafe. We cannot guarantee that they won't harm and kill people. So then they get blanket immunity from prosecution or lawsuits from anyone. So if you are injured or one of your relatives is killed.
Yeah.
This is the reason they want to give the flu shots to kids, because then it's protected under that same immunity. And also why they have always pushed COVID to kids, because they want to try to get that same immunity as well for COVID, but it doesn't have it.
So Chad, what they flagged us there for was medical misinformation there. What in there did you say that was misinformation, disinformation? Anything that you said was factual. You yep. cited articles, and you were saying things that actually happened, and they're saying medical misinformation. You were just literally stating facts.
I know. That's the thing with YouTube and their fact checkers. Did you see that Zuckerberg came out and said, made this big announcement that he's,
you should be outraged, Chad.
He's opening the fucking, you know, he wants more free speech on Meta, on Facebook and Instagram, and they're getting rid of all the fact checkers with those fucking bullshit artists. I love it when every time you see a post with a fact check, you know it's fucking true.
Yes.
And I always comment, I'm like, hey, you got a fact check, must be true. So he's going to take away fact checkers. He's going to have community notes just like X. He's copying X.
Fine.
That's great. Okay. So if I say something that's factually incorrect, correct me, but don't give me a fact check for shit that's actually fucking true. Then we got a strike also on YouTube for me saying that there's a human population control department in the CDC, which absolutely exists. I talked to a guy who fucking worked there. I talked about that. YouTube gave us a strike for it.
And if that video that we just played was picked up by AI and flagged, maybe, because you're saying a lot of stuff. Maybe they hear vaccine. They're like, let me flag this for a little bit and then see. But I appealed it. So it went to a person to check the video and they still turned it down and said it is medical misinformation. Tell me what part of it is.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then let's have the discussion.
Please tell me.
Which is crazy. And I just want to say,
just look up the 1980s. Yeah. Just look up the 1986 Vaccine Act and the formation of the Veris Court. It's all fucking there. That's why they got immunity. It's actually done under Reagan, which go figure, but you know, what do you do? I mean, I think there was good intentions behind it, and had the FDA actually fucking regulated the vaccine manufacturers, but they left it in their hands to regulate themselves. And they've never done double blind placebo tests for any of the childhood vaccines, any of them. This is what RFK talks about. And RFK, again, is not anti-vaccine, but he's like more vaccine safety. And every vaccine is one size fits all. You get the same dose no matter what child or what your DNA or what you know, what's going on in your body. They don't look at your immune system. They don't fucking do any testing. It's just like, here are the shots, boom. And they give multiples at the same time. It's all these like three vaccines in one shot, right? So you're flooding the body, especially a child's body, with a lot of aluminum, which we know is a neurotoxin. I mean, why the fuck did they take, or did people stop using aluminum-based fucking deodorants back in the 80s and 90s? Because it was causing dementia and Alzheimer's.
Because they're hippies.
But they're literally, they're literally injecting fucking aluminum into your child all the time with all these vaccines. And in some cases, mercury.
Yeah, which is fucking mercury poisoning. Ever hear of it?
And this is for diseases that generally... And in most cases, 99% of cases will not even fucking kill you. I mean, mumps, rubella, measles. They used to have measles parties in the 60s. You go to, Johnny down the street has measles. Go to his house, get the measles. Because guess what? You're immune for life. Same with chickenpox. Same fucking thing.
Circle, it's all for profit. Dot, dot. Now I got my cootie shot, bro. That's how we were vaccinated back in the day, motherfuckers. Right. We had cootie shots.
But like tetanus, something like that, yeah, get vaccinated for it. You get tetanus, you get a puncture. As soon as you start showing symptoms, you will die from tetanus. So get a tetanus vaccine. Go ahead, please.
Go ahead, Bobby. Bring it up. I like this, Chad.
What's he bringing up?
Let's. I don't know, but let's keep yelling at Bobby to bring stuff up if he's paying attention.
that's right. He put Dana White on the board. Big Zuck did.
Big Zuck. I like that terminology.
He's apparently a badass fucking jiu-jitsu guy now.
Yeah. Zuckerberg. Yeah. He's been doing it for like 5 years now. And Elon Musk said he'll still fight him without any training. He goes, I don't give a fuck.
That's pretty stupid.
Dude, it was hysterical. I forget what podcast it was on. Oh, it was the Joe Rogan, when Musk was on Rogan.
Did Rogan like say, you probably shouldn't do that?
Yes, 100%. He's like, you should probably get some training. And he's like, Joe, it's pure leverage. He's like, I look at him, look at me.
No.
And he's like, yeah, dude, you should rethink that. You know, you don't want to get choked out.
I mean, I know you're the richest man in the world, but you're not fucking Superman. Sorry, bud.
But he is the smartest man in the world, too. So you got to wonder if he's deduced and he's like,
I mean, you can deduce all you want. It's just,
right.
If you're trained in jujitsu and the other guy's not, you're going to fucking destroy him. I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
Unless you're like fucking Neo from the Matrix and can jack into the computer and learn it out automatically, which I don't. Well, maybe Musk is there. Maybe he can do that.
Maybe he is, dude. He's the number one Diablo 4 player,
right,
in the world, while he's simultaneously running SpaceX, X, Twitter, like
Tesla. Boeing. And now he's gonna be headed running Doge. It's like, come on.
What the fuck? How do you have time, dude?
I don't. That's an excellent question. I often think that he must have a regimented fucking, like, this crazy regimented schedule. Like, you know, one, it's like fucking 8 a.m. to 7 or 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. I'm fucking doing X, and fucking, you know, 8 a.m. to 9 or 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. I'm doing fucking Twitter or doing Tesla.
Yeah.
It's like, it must be crazy.
11 a.m. to fucking noon, I'm going to hang out with one of my 9 kids, maybe XC3PO or whatever the fuck that one kid's name is.
Yeah.
He named them symbols.
Funny.
You imagine being born into that though, Chad, all of a sudden, like, you are the richest person in the world's son.
Yeah.
I wonder how I would grow up to be, like, because there's, do you watch Squid Games, or did you watch Squid Game?
I'm watching season 2 now.
So it seemed like the point of it, I don't want, spoiler alert, I'm gonna say this, I don't know if this is a spoiler,
earmuffs,
yeah, or whatever, but it seems like the premise of it was that you're miserable if you have money, and then you're miserable if you don't have money. So in other words, if you don't have money, you're constantly looking for it. Once you have money, it takes the joy out of anything, out of buying new things, out of doing this, doing that. And it seemed like that's what the old guy who was putting on the game was telling the main character.
Well, that could be I generally think if you're a miserable person without money, you're going to be miserable with money. If you're a happy person without money, you're going to be happy with money. But,
right.
You know,
the only thing money does is make life easier, though, no matter what.
If you're, for sure. Absolutely. Yeah. 100%.
It might not make
you. That's the lube we were talking about.
Yes, that's the lube. So it might not make you happy, but it could make you happier. Like, if you're like on the grind every day and that's really what your major fucking fuck up is in life, it could make you happier. It might not give you ultimate happiness, but it might make your life easier and happier.
Yes. You don't have to worry about bills. That's for sure.
Yes. And Bobby, I don't want to worry about bills. So
your cash, right?
Well, what are you listening to? We caught you red-handed.
Is he jacking off?
Yes. Jesus.
No, I was looking at, I got some email from.
Put your pants on.
So, Jenna's using her new penis.
It came out of nowhere. They're saying that I'm trafficking drugs.
What?
I'm guessing it was a fake email. I have to call the number on it.
Yeah. By the way,
my social security number is linked to like drug trafficking.
We are on a live show, Bobby. So anything you're going to admit can and will be used against you in a court of law.
Nah, I know it's a bunch of bullshit. They ain't no way going to email me something like that, you know?
Oh, well, Bobby, it actually, we know you are. And if you don't release 3,000 Bitcoin to us in the next hour, we're going to put you out there.
I don't think that's the way they would let you know about that.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, bro. It's so stupid. Like,
they'd be up in they would have come in the fucking back door with a raid, motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly.
Caught you red handed.
You know what else is fucking crazy about like YouTube and shit? You can't say certain words on there. Like, they have to say pew pew for gun, and they have to say SA for sexual assault. And it's like we've gone reverse. Remember when TV, you couldn't say shit, you couldn't say bad words,
right,
things, and then now TV, you can say shit and fuck and whatever. And social media used to be like a fucking Wild West. You could say whatever the fuck you wanted.
Yeah.
Now on like YouTube, you can't say rape or sexual assault or fucking, you know, guns or killed, right, or they have to say unalived. And it's like ridiculous how we're going backwards.
And if the algorithm knew what you meant by SA, they would probably censor that too. It's just taking a second to catch up to it.
Yeah, they haven't caught up to it yet. They will, though.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
They use other fucking things. So stupid. They say grape instead of rape, and it's like, wow.
But
so dumb.
YouTube is such a monopoly in that.
You know where that all comes from? It comes from the left. That's not the right.
Comes from the shitty people in the United States politics. Because there's some right people, I'm sure, that would be on board with that shit too. But,
well, the censorship used to come from the right, as like the, you know, and as far as like, because all the religious stuff. But now it's less so, and now censorship all comes from the left. It's fucking wild.
Yeah, it is fucking wild.
And then you have these liberals that all still want to talk about book burning and shit. Like, oh, conservatives burn books. It's like, no, we want to get pornography out of our schools.
Speak for yourself, dude. I want pornography in schools, and only in schools.
Well, then you can be like that reverend and go up and read one of the books to the board, the school board, and they're like, this is inappropriate. And you're like, yeah, no fucking shit, dumbass.
How do you
come on.
Get him, Chad. How do you
sit there and say that to the guy who's reading a book that's in your seventh grade fucking library, and you're like, this is inappropriate. Yeah, no shit. That's leftist logic right there. It's like, wow, it's inappropriate, but my 8-year-old can read about butt rape for fucking boys. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not appropriate at all, ever.
That book is inappropriate, but this phone that I give my 8-year-old so he leaves me alone, he can get porn on and is watching porn on it, but that has nothing to do with me. Get that book out of the school. Oh, okay. I see how your logic works. I guarantee that that's happening. The same father, mother bitching about that book in school, their 8-year-old has a phone that they have no idea what they're doing on that phone.
That's no doubt happening too. But the point is, if the school board deems the book inappropriate that they are allowing into the fucking library, then should it be in the library? No.
Right. I don't know how I feel about that.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
Well, I'm kind of contemplating, like, I don't like want any books really pulled. Like, I want to be able to say, you know, my kid can read this or my kid can't read that. Not the school tell me like whether this is good or not. You know what I'm saying? I don't trust them.
OK, fair enough. We'll disagree on that. I don't want gay sex books that my kids can have access to because they don't need to be learning that in fucking fifth grade.
I didn't realize they had gay sex books in the library.
They do. They literally do. Yes. This is what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, God.
I'm not talking about like, you know, something like, that's benign. I'm talking about like a book where the reverend gets up and reads passages from it. And it's about sexual content. It's about giving a guy a blowjob and shit.
Well,
and
like the school board's
going, that's inappropriate. Like, yeah, no shit. Why is it in your library?
So, like,
for children.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess, well, so, like, in the Bible, stories about Sodom and Gomorrah and stuff like that. Like, I don't know. It's just, yeah, I didn't realize there was, like, fucking gay books, like, you know, anal sex books like that. It just wasn't in my library. Like, I could not pick
them up. No, this was not in our libraries. That's the point. They are in the libraries now. And this, it's all from the leftist agenda pushing them into the libraries. And that's the whole point. It's like, if it's not appropriate for children, like I want everyone to have access to all the information they want as well. But like, there's a certain point where you don't want kids, you just don't want kids being exposed to sexual content in school. Like if the parent wants to expose them to that, that's their choice and that's what they can do.
Right.
But the school shouldn't have books in their libraries that are sexually explicit for children.
No, I get you on that. I just wasn't thinking it was going that fucking graphic. Because I know for a while they wanted to ban Huckleberry Finn, shit like that, because it said the N-word in it. And
well, that comes from the left, though.
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
Chad, it was... Chad loves the left, by the way. I don't know if folks could tell that by this podcast, but he's friendly with the left, I promise you. Bobby, if you're still with us... Oh, wow. This is cool. We could wake Bobby up here.
I'm with you.
All right, Bobby.
Oh, Bobby, you better be on your game now. You can just come. He'd just bring you in at any point, man. You got to be ready.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
And I could also do this. Show random things here. Make it sound like this is something from the audience, Chad.
Mm-hmm.
Make it sound like they are conditioning that.
Condoning it.
Oh, condoning that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she's talking about the school board. Yeah.
I swear I could read. Who's whispering?
I don't know.
I don't know, but I like to whisper too.
Oh my God, yes. Be like Joe Biden. Listen. Hey, it's not a joke, man. Okay.
Okay.
Daughter.
Yeah, so apparently that was somebody just fucking with me, I'm guessing, about the Social Security. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Did you get a...
They tell me I have 33 counts of drug trafficking.
You get an anal pucker. Like, what the fuck is this?
Because I wouldn't put it past Bobby, too. Back in the day, he was coming up with smuggling routes with George Jung, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
All right, Chad. You think after 2 weeks off, Bobby has anything for Bobby's World?
You got Bobby's World? Bobby's World, here we go.
Of
course I do.
And we're going, by the way, did we tell the audience that Jenna Jameson is coming on a little bit later? This is a 4.5 hour show today. So everybody buckle in.
I think, are you spreading misinformation?
Yep. But real misinformation.
Actual
misinformation. Factual misinformation.
Actual non-factual misinformation.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on. Go play. Oh, look, I made Mr. Gracie the bigger.
Hey. Oh, my God.
Yeah, this looks a lot better. I like this a lot better.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Well, definitely cool.
Who cares what you
it
like?
It identifies us with Bobby. The scrolling The Gracious 2 Live podcast. I love it.
Yep. And
unmistakable.
We are live. Hello, welcome to The Gracious 2. We are your hosts, John Rotolo and Chad Grathe. And Jenna.
Jenna. We started a rumor.
Yep.
Jenna is transitioning to Bobby.
Can you imagine? I would be right over his house fucking him immediately.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Scary.
Scary, scary. But yeah, I do like this format, and it messes with my ADHD though, which is cool. But
yeah, you got a lot of toys to play with.
Hell yeah! That's and remember, everyone like, subscribe, follow, spread the word.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm going to be putting out some new drum videos soon.
Yes. Spread the word.
Coming.
Sweet. Are you gonna give a tease on Rumble first?
Yes. I'm going to put one up on Rumble first, put one up on Rumble, and then I'll put it on YouTube.
Love it, love it, love it.
And my Instagram, a little taste as well.
And don't forget, folks, Instagram Live. We're going to be switching this up. We're going to start charging the audience for this show. Would we say, Chad, $9 a show or a handy?
Or a handy, yes.
Or a handy. Yes. Any of that. No, but yeah, we're going to be doing some cool shit in 2025. We're going to have some exclusive access for some VIPs. The Instagram only show is going to be banging.
Yeah, this show will always be free, and then we're going to think about doing like an extended show on like Patreon, and then obviously Instagram is free as well, but
yep.
Yeah. Doing some different stuff.
Yeah. Give you guys extra, do some strip teases on the back end.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Personal phone calls.
I got my banana hammock out. Fucking
size,
off, baby.
I can't believe they had one that was that large, Chad.
Hey, took me a while to find it.
Yeah. He had to get one that held.
I had to go to like 10 Spencers to find it. God damn it.
You got the banana coconut holder. He got the all in one.
Exactly.
Banana hammock. That and Afternoon Delight, that song, I never knew it was about sexual things.
Me either. Back in the day. Song. No. Afternoon Delight.
Bobby, if you don't bring some up, we'll keep going and it'll be.
Let me bring something up. I got something about sacred geometry.
Just sit there and do nothing. Chad and I got this. We brought you on the screen for no reason.
I don't know. I figure you guys are talking and grooving.
We are talking and grooving. Waiting on you is what we're doing. But Bobby will get the format one day, folks. I promise you. He sent me a DM the other day and he goes, dude, I really like the intro to this show. And I'm like, wait a second. That's the first time you've heard the audio of our show? It was only 59 of them before you.
Hold on, let me see.
But Bobby's more dedicated than ever now. I don't know if you all know that. He is, if you see, Bobby is the one sharing and doing a lot of our
there we go.
Social media.
Yeah,
oh, I've see,
been doing
I get,
a lot of the Facebook.
So Sacred posts. Geometry, I get my spring water delivered in bottles with the Sacred Geometry on it.
Really?
The flower of life?
Flower of life. You can't really see it, but that bottle has... Flower of Life.
Okay, and it looks like it's glass.
Yeah, it's glass, yep.
Damn, Mr. Grace, say.
I'd rather get my spring water in glass than plastic.
Absolutely. Yes.
Agreed. No microplastics to fuck with you.
Mm-hmm.
You hearing about this fog? This fog? It's crazy.
I've heard a little bit back about it in Florida. I follow a guy down there who was talking about it. He went out in it a couple of nights, and he's like feeling it's like slimy on the surfaces and shit. It's really, really strange.
Let me yell at Bobby here for a second. So are we talking about fog or sacred geometry, Bobby? Just you let me.
I'm just all over the place. You know,
you're like me. There can only be warm all over the place.
I definitely have ADD too.
So, audience out there, we are looking for a new producer who doesn't have as much ADD as me, who could keep us grounded.
Just all right, here. All jokes, Bobby. Here's a crypto that is pretty.
Okay, we're on to crypto now, folks.
Here we go.
Checking out. All right. Let's see, what do we got? You see this?
Yes, we see right. This.
See this? Copy. Dip. It's down 30%, right? This is gonna pop. I know this is gonna pop because this is one of the most popular coins. As far as this comic book goes,
one of the most popular coins about the pop, Hoppy about the poppy.
Yeah, I mean it could be 100x within the next 7-8 months. I mean I'm not a financial advisor, so I'm not telling you to invest. I'm just telling you what I'm invested in.
You're just showing them your observations.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you invest in the Hoctua coin?
No, I didn't. I knew better than to do that.
Is she in trouble for that? Can she get in trouble for that? It's basically
yeah, she can. Down. She could get in trouble. Yeah, she could definitely get in trouble. That was fraud.
I thought she still had her shares, though. The people who set up the coin for her pumped and dumped, from what I'm hearing.
Yeah, that's what
I saw a report
saying,
about that. Still, yeah, yeah.
But still, as long as it's connected to her, you know, it's connected to her wallet, too. You know?
Right.
It doesn't make it look good.
If you're the spokesperson, just like those people with FTX, like Larry fucking David got in trouble a little bit.
Exactly.
But still, Chad, could you imagine getting in trouble for products that endorse you? Like, do we really have to be that selective? Like, if a sponsor came to us and was like, oh, we want to pay you fucking $1 million to offer this cell phone case. Do we got to go in and make sure that that cell phone case wasn't made with fucking nuclear material? And
yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah,
how that works.
I think you would have to make sure the contract, is legit. You know,
have your lawyer have to get some kind of liability from their product in your contract. But yes, a lot of the stuff comes down to public perception. So since you're putting your face on it. And it goes bad, then you look like the bad guy, you know?
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
I can't believe that you're held that liable. Like the fact that Larry David was being fucking held liable for shit that happened with FTX, like how far into a company can you look? I get if you're devious with it and you're like, oh, I know this is set to fail and I'm going to endorse it anyway because they're paying me a boatload of money. But if you're blind to it, it seems fucking a bit much.
But then you're putting your name behind something that you don't really know about, you know?
Right.
Which a lot of people do, dude. Like, for Heinz ketchup kills people and fucking can they go after, sure. You know, Mrs. Buttersworth from putting Heinz ketchup?
Mrs. Buttersworth.
I don't know. Don't mind me. But yeah, I love Bobby's the best, dude. He, you know, Chad's going to answer. He hops right in over it. This is really Bobby's world. We're just living in it, Chad.
Exactly. You know,
well, this is true.
My world.
This is true. Was that coin Hoppy or Happy? Hoppy?
Hoppy. Hoppy. Okay, Hoppy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. PP. I hear your innuendo there, you little.
Pee-pee.
You little dirtball. Talk to me.
It's down 30%. I mean, now's the time to buy it. And when things like this dip 30%. You buy when things are red. You don't buy when things are green. That's the problem. People always buy things when they're green, when they're at the top. And
are
they
you
get
sure
shit on.
That, Bobby? This is General AI asking you. This is real AI about to take over. Happy bad investment. Happy destroy Bobby.
You're crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. A little crazy.
I was watching this this thing about quantum work that they're working on. The past 2 weeks, they released some information about. They actually quantum teleported some particles in a closed loop. So it's actually like teleportation, but it was only like an atom. So it's like they're actually moving like some source of matter from point A to point B without any like without having to
physical
like,
connection.
Yeah, without having to travel a distance.
All right. Who's like, doing this? Is it Chinese? Who is doing this?
Google. No. This is actually happening. It's happening in Switzerland, actually.
With the Proton Collider. Yo, Chad, did you hear about, this is serious though, Google's quantum chip supposedly proving parallel universes?
Yeah, I heard about this.
Yeah, I heard that
too. That's fucking crazy.
So in other words, the computing power was so strong in it that it was pulling power from other universes to solve these equations, which is fucking crazy to wrap.
That's what quantum computing is. That's what it is.
Have you ever heard of quantum entanglement?
Which that we have right here.
Shit.
This is us.
Yeah, quantum entanglement. Yeah, we're definitely quantumly entangled.
Quantumly entangled.
But quantum entanglement basically says that two particles that are quantumly entangled, and I don't know how you do that, but they can be the universe, the width of the universe apart, and they will both do the same thing at the same time.
Oh, yeah. So connected.
That's
through,
fucking crazy.
Yeah, so they're connected and nobody knows how the fuck.
Right.
Exactly. Wow. Yeah. We're just starting to figure, well, we're just starting to, this is starting to come out a lot to more to the public. Like the military's been working on this stuff for like years. But it's just starting to come out to the public, to the mainstream and everything.
Well, Joe Rogan was saying that once quantum computing is mainstream, you will not be able to encrypt anything.
Right.
Because they will be able to break any encryption.
That's where I feel Rogan is kind of has his monkey brain. If you have quantum computers that are actually setting up like the pass keys to make,
right, so you have quantum computing securing it, how quantum computer is going to
and then there's other ways around it too. So like I know when I used to have to go do like big wires overseas, I would get this time token that would change every 30 seconds to another 9-digit code, and I would have to put in my password and stuff, and then that actual code for there. So I mean, I'm sure, you know, it'll become harder and stuff like that, but I think they'll have the computing power in place before they have these things able to crack.
Well, but I think that's one of the things that Joe was talking about was that if one country, say if China gets widespread quantum computing before we do, they will be able to fucking hack anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But if we both have this, if we both get it at the same time, or one, you know, one gets it right after the other.
Yeah.
I think he was talking more about that, but I could be wrong. Because, like you said, he didn't. If he just thinks it's going to be one way, it's
right
getting it through. But
if a
bad actor gets quantum computing, they can unencrypt anything,
right?
In the world, basically.
Well, remember, and that was the thing I was saying with China. Like everybody's so worried about China, but China literally only manufactures what we allow them to. So, like, as far as their chip technology goes, like, they don't have the tools to manufacture like these these 2-nanometer chip.
Yeah, that's why they want Taiwan.
Right, exactly.
Because
Taiwan's one of the ones that has the access that we allow and the tools to do it.
And they're actively moving that shit out of Taiwan too.
Right. So I don't think though China's at all close to developing a quantum chip. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't think they have that in them. Not that it's not possible, because they could steal it from Google, which they're very good at hacking.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah, and then taking after the fact. But as far as doing it before, I don't know. I think we give them too much credit on the global scale than they're worth.
Well, they are very good at industrial espionage. I mean, they have Chinese fucking nationals in every company stealing shit.
Yeah.
Government. I mean, government of Canada, government of the United States. By the way, this
arms race.
Oh,
it's another arms race.
By the way, this whole Canada becoming the 51st state is gaining gaining momentum.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Actually, fucking makes sense when you start to really think about it.
Well, Trudeau quit. Trudeau.
Oh, yeah. Done. Finally, thank God that globalist shill piece of shit fucking done. See ya.
That was Fidel Castro's son, wasn't it?
He was kind of like him. His mom was way into Castro and like was with him a lot.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, Chad? Trudeau stepping down. What do you have a reason behind this, or and do you think that that's part of the 51st state coming into effect?
I don't know if they're entangled that way, but I think that he just. I mean, I think the Canadian people were just fucking done with him, like, you know, and the Conservative Party has picked up so much momentum because of all the bullshit that he's tried to establish, all this globalist crap, and they've let in millions and millions of fucking illegals and in their country as well.
So you think he's just like cutting the cord and running before like they take over and kill him, like he's going to go to another state, like, because it just didn't seem in his character to step down after doing all this draconian fucking communist way shit.
I don't know if they'll kill him, but they definitely are running him out,
right? It just seemed out of character for him to step down like that.
Well, I think there was talk that he's stepping down so that they can then nominate another liberal leader. I don't know how their fucking government works. It's
me either.
Crazy what they do over there. I don't. They can abolish the parliament and bring it back and reinstitute it. I don't know how it works. So,
do we need Dolly back on? Dolly Scales out there, come and tell us.
Oh yeah, yes, she can tell us. I think.
You know, she's probably like, that fucking Trudeau piece of shit. Thank God he stepped down, that motherfucker.
There's a lot of Canadians like that.
Hey, what do you mean, eh?
Hey, how come? Hey, all right, eh? Yeah, it's, but it'll be interesting if it becomes I don't know if it will be the 51st state. It'll be more like a border cooperation and the same currency and like protection and all that stuff. Not that we don't offer that, but it'll be a more intense version of that.
Word.
And I just watched a whole YouTube video about how it's, you know, basically there's a northern passage up there north of Canada where you can go through the islands and bypass the Panama Canal. And that's one of the strategic reasons to take it over. And Greenland actually wants to be part of the United States now, too, because they're actually serious about it. They want to secede from Denmark.
Themselves? They want to secede from themselves?
Yeah.
I mean, I would, if any other country I would want, like if I was to be a part of the United States, if that was an option, you know, like I'd be like, hey, fucking absorb us.
You know? Yeah. And for the United States, I mean, it would be a big win. They have vast resources up there. They have the most fresh water. They have most timber. They have the most oil. Why not?
Chad, do you want to end this bad boy here and then go drain our veins and then do a quick Instagram live just so we could show the audience how that's going to look?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Give us a second, folks. I'm going to end this here. Appreciate you guys. This will be every Tuesday. This is going to get a lot more fun. We're probably going to stick to this format that you're seeing here. It's just, I have a bunch of cool things that you could look at here and stuff, but there's some tools that I'm missing, like the synopsis of the show at the end. So there's a couple things that I don't like about this, but a bunch of things I do like. Please like, subscribe, share, sexual favors, everything that you could do to help. Thank you.
Sorry. My ex is texting me about my son, so I'm trying to deal with that.
How dare she while we're on a live show? Want to see my voice? No, I'm just kidding.
Thanks, guys.
Later.
Peace.